We think of human cloning as something out of a science fiction novel. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and the Cylons in Battlestar Galactica come to mind. But in May, science fiction became reality when researchers at the Oregon Health and Science University successfully cloned a human embryo. Scientists built upon methods used in 1996 to clone Dolly the sheep. They used a process called somatic cell nuclear transfer, exchanging the nucleus of a human egg cell with the DNA of a skin cell. They then submerged the egg in a caffeine solution and stimulated it with electric shock. The embryo divided and grew in the lab the same way a fertilized egg develops in the uterus. Scientists used this embryo to create stem cells that can divide and differentiate. Those stem cell lines were then used to produce beating heart cells. Experts hope this advancement will help doctors treat patients with degenerative diseases. Some states in the U.S. have laws that address human cloning. California first banned human reproductive cloning in 1997. Since then, 15 states outlawed reproductive cloning, and 6 of those states banned embryonic cloning as well. In 2003, Kansas Senator Sam Brownback proposed a bill to ban embryo creation through cloning. The bill passed in the House, but was unsuccessful in the Senate. While the recent news of human cloning hardly made a blip on the news radar, it marks a significant advancement in science technology and raises a number of ethical questions. Is human embryonic cloning ethically acceptable? Should we advance cloning or outlaw these experiments before they go too far? Dr. Wesley Smith is a bioethicist and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute's Center on Human Exceptionalism. He fears that cloning opens the door to other scientific experiments, such as genetic engineering of embryos, crossbreeding, and growing patient-specific organs. Smith says it is wrong to create a cloned embryo with the sole intent of destroying it, even when its destruction creates stem cells that could save another person's life.
This is not a science debate. It's an ethics debate. And the question is the potential benefit, which you can't say there isn't a benefit. There could be a scientific benefit, definitely. But are we going to sacrifice important moral principles for that?
But not all bioethicists share Smith's opinion. Dr. Ronald Green is an ethics professor at Dartmouth University. He contends our society remains divided over whether the early embryo is a human being.
There are obviously many Americans who believe that and who feel that embryos should not be created in the first place, other than perhaps to help people have babies. And they should certainly not be destroyed, and not destroyed to make cell populations. Others, and I'm among them, believe that the early embryo is not really a human person.
Green points out that between 60 to 80% of normal embryos do not go on to development. This suggests the embryo is not something that has the standing of a human being and can be destroyed for medical purposes. Dr. John Harris is a bioethicist and philosopher at the University of Manchester. He agrees with Dr. Green, but takes the argument further, saying it is ethically acceptable not only to clone embryos for stem cells, but also to produce a cloned baby. He asserts that clones occur naturally all the time, and creating clones by human intervention is no different than their being produced spontaneously in nature.
You and I are surrounded by clones. Have the heavens fallen? You know, has the earth ended? When a mother is knowing that she's going to, if she ever does, produce identical twins, do we say, how terrible for you? I am so sorry. Of course we don't say that.
Any organism that reproduces asexually is a clone. This includes single-celled organisms like bacteria and even some plants. Identical twins are also considered clones because they share the same genetic makeup. But Smith fears cloning transforms reproduction into an issue of manufacture, and this will have dire consequences for our future.
When you're engaging in human cloning, you're trying to create a genetically precise embryo. Right now it would be for the purpose of destroying it in research. Eventually, if that technology is allowed to advance, it will be the necessary technology for the Brave New World technology, such as genetic engineering and fetal farming for organs, for example.
Harris disagrees with these predictions. He says every year 6% of all children born worldwide have serious birth defects of a genetic or partially genetic origin. Harris says it is natural and good for parents to want to prevent these genetic defects in their children, and cloning may be a way to do so.
If you have identified a genome which has lived for 70 years in perfect health and vigor, with high intelligence, great athletic prowess and all the rest of it, why would you not want to benefit your child with that tried and tested genome rather than going in for genetic roulette with a sexual partner, which might produce mutations of all sorts?
Harris also argues that cloning may be an option for infertile couples who want children, and claims this is one reason to advance reproductive cloning.
Couples might well wish to use cloning so that they can have a child genetically related to at least one of them, or a single mother genetically related to herself, rather than playing genetic roulette with somebody else and risking disaster.
But Smith worries that scientists are ignoring other, less obvious side effects of human cloning. In particular, he cites the effects of human cloning on the egg market.
Poor women are going to be the ones who will be selling these eggs, and they'll be the ones who will be putting their health and their fertility at risk, their fecundity at risk. Mm-hmm. You begin to see with human cloning, human life being reduced to an object, something to be manipulated, and not only the embryo, but women, looked upon as a natural resource for the supplying of their intimate parts.
Green says such fears actually patronize women rather than protect them.
I don't see why, if a woman can sell her eggs to help a couple have a child, she cannot sell her eggs to help cure a disease. So I don't make a distinction between those two. And I think it's patronizing and basically sexist to say that a woman can't make these decisions.
Green does argue that women should be protected from multiple invasive procedures and advocates a natural registry of egg donors to prevent this. Despite the fierce debate, experts remain skeptical over the possibility of creating a cloned baby. Green says it is unlikely human cloning will ever become widespread.
I don't think most people are going to want to clone themselves in the future. People want children that mix the genes of the two partners in a relationship. They don't want exact replicates of themselves, especially if those replicates are subject to perhaps higher incidences of disease because of the manipulation.
Green admits there is the possibility of a few megalomaniacs cloning a child, but that's not enough of a threat to warrant stopping what he calls scientific progress. Smith is less optimistic. He points out that we are now with human embryos where scientists were in the 90s, just before the birth of Dolly. Smith fears the birth of a human clone is imminent and recommends we outlaw human cloning before it goes too far.
Something that might be able to pass is to strengthen the prohibition against federal funding of human cloning research, right? Because this research is going to take a lot of money to develop. And preventing federal funding, I think, could help in that regard.
Currently, the Dicker-Wickey Amendment, passed by Congress under President Bill Clinton, prevents federal funding for creating or destroying embryos for research. The amendment must be passed every year, but Smith hopes the law can be made permanent to further prevent human cloning. He does not think a law fully banning cloning is possible at this time. American society remains divided over the issue of human cloning, but with the rate of scientific progress, a decision whether to advance or restrict human cloning is imminent. I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, reporting for Radio America.